So people say, okay, how to get unstuck, especially if you have like an ADHD kind of brain, how to get up and actually do the dishes when you really don't want to, is to give yourself more dopamine, listen to music, make it more enjoyable, put on a podcast, something like that. But I'm like, you can't always give yourself dopamine. I like a different strategy for getting unstuck. And that strategy is simply making the task smaller so it requires less activation energy. And it also requires you to tolerate less unknown and uncertainty. So what I mean by making it smaller is you're sitting on the couch, you're surfing Instagram, you're thinking, oh, I gotta do those dishes. Instead of making your goal, I'm gonna go do those dishes, make your goal get out of the Instagram app, okay? It's that simple. Then you're out of the Instagram app. Now it's not time to say, get up and do those dishes. It's set the phone down and go look across the room at the dishes. And now it's not time to go do the dishes either. Now is the time to just stand up. So that's just one thing that you could do that doesn't involve, you know, giving yourself a reward or something enjoyable. But it's not 100% effective, like nothing is. It still requires you to tolerate some discomfort, you know, some unknown. It requires some hurdle here. So if I was working with somebody and they were having a hard time doing that, there's a couple other things that I would add to it. I would add train your brain, like do it for, you know, 3 or 5 minutes a day, where you literally just change your brain state by changing positions. Like stand in a room and find five things that you can see and three things that you can touch. Then walk into the bathroom, find five things that you can see and three things that you can touch. Like when you're not under pressure, you're not under stress. And the other thing that I would add, especially if there's like an OCD-ish component, is you have to give yourself permission not to do it. It's a paradox, I know. But you have to go, I could put this phone down, or I could keep scrolling for another minute. I could look at the next thing on Instagram, or I could get out of the app. I would say, especially for people that have a little bit of OCD or like a PDA-ish profile, like there's no way around it. You have to go through that exercise, and it's going to take longer, but you have to give yourself permission not to. And you probably have to go through like five of those before maybe the sixth time you'll actually do it. It's still training your brain to experience a new thing.